Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
It's a Friday morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with the mid-morning market report outside our studios. 49 degrees on our way to 52 and partly sunny skies for the afternoon. In Chicago at the CME Group at this hour, December corn futures are up 2¾ at 429 and a quarter. The July at 454, a penny and three quarters higher in December corn of next year. At 468, up 1½ cents. The July soft red, or December soft red winter wheat rather, at 644. A half is down a quarter. The hard red December at $7.25, down 2¾. November beans in the next year at $11.66 for the far deferred, down 10½ cents. January futures on the nearby are 15½ lower at $12.98. The March at $12.81¾, down 15¾. In July at $12.58¼, 17½ cents lower. Bean meal at $4.1670, down 7.90. Bean oil at $41.07. That's up a dime. December live cattle futures at $133, 2½ cents higher. November feeders at $165 are down 2½. And lean hogs are trading at $86.10. They're up 50 cents on the last tick.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Mike Zuzalo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting is on the phone line. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Mike. We'll talk with Mike in just a bit. He's not available at this time, but we'll take a look and see what else is happening in the marketplace. The outside markets for the day are trading December crude oil at $94.12. They're up 36 cents. December RBOB gasoline, that's the wholesale price. It's down a penny and two tenths at $2.67. Ethanol futures at $1.78¾. Our nickel higher for the day, and the difference between those two is 88 and 7/10 of a cent. It's a penny and 7/10 narrower than it was yesterday. Natural gas futures, $3.62¾, are up 2½, and the diesel fuel at $2.93¼ of a cent, up 8½ cents. Gold futures on the day, $1,287, or 70 cents higher. The dollar trading down 0.09 at 80.92. Now, Mike Zuzalo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana, is on the phone line to take a look at the trade in Chicago at the CME Group. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about your view today and what's changed over the last week, please.
Not much has changed over the last week, except maybe today. We've had consolidation and spread trade take over in the grains after the uneven weekly export inspections on Tuesday, and we continue to have this uncertainty hanging over the corn market in particular. Increasingly on the EPA ethanol mandate changes that have been drug out and pushed back. And word is we're going to get it this afternoon by EPA. We're thinking, though, it's going to be after the market closes. So this week, essentially, the trade bought beans and sold corn because of the report. Today, we're seeing the trade back to unwinding that spread because weekly export sales were much better for the corn, 1.2 million tons, and a little bit more disappointing for the beans. And so I think they're just pre-positioning and taking some profits off the table here, Todd, as we get towards the more certainty when it comes to what the ethanol mandate changes may or may not be.
Do you suppose that U.S. EPA simply leaked and floated that document? They'll get an idea of what they think folks would like, and now they'll have something entirely different for the afternoon?
It seems as though that's the case, because the latest expectation by the market is it's not going to be as negative for the corn. It may be actually a little bit more negative for the bean oil, but the expectation now is different than it was from the document from a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And I think EPA even acknowledged that there was a document that went to the White House that was floating around from September. And so we do think that leaked document was accurate, or, you know, close to what was probably going to be recommended. But now we are starting to hear a little bit different mindset. And it was interesting, I think, too, the psychology of the trade probably has impacted the market as much as anything, because we had the ADM CEO come out midweek and say, look, regardless of what EPA says, it's going to be 14 billion gallons produced because of the demand, even if there is a blend wall. And I think that was a justification for, even if we don't get what we want, the real market's going to be there. We're okay as far as production. And then there's also a lot of blowback from an AP report that, you know, brought out some negative features to the ethanol, and the ethanol industry, corn growers, came out very, very quickly and diffused that and rebuked those things very, very quickly. So I think it is a very sensitive issue, and the market's picked up on that.
What do you suppose ADM and the rest of the producers of ethanol are thinking will happen with the 14 billion gallons? How do we get there? Because really, at 10%, we're only at, what, 13.4 billion gallons for any given calendar or marketing year, however you want to put it, for usage in the domestic gasoline supply. The rest of it either has to go out as E85 or into the export market, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the last is part of it, Todd. I think you have a really big point there. The export market is going to be heavily relied upon, and that means cheaper dollar. I think the other thing goes back to the cheaper gas prices, unleaded prices being down at, I think, a 33-week low right now for the average U.S. cash price. That's going to pump more E10 into the cars, theoretically, and that's going to bring your consumption up. So we were running with the idea that the bigger difference between ethanol and unleaded gas helps ethanol and helps the margins, which it does. But as you get up against that blend wall, you really actually want the gas prices to be softer so that the actual consumption of gasoline on the road is higher. And I think exports in that way are the two major ways to get to 14 billion.
Does the 14 billion change the balance sheet for ending stocks for corn?
No, it keeps them really strong for the 13-14 outlook, and I think that's what the market's most worried about in the near term. And then the other issue goes back to, if we stay at 14 billion because the real market or the non-mandated market, that suggests we can continue on with needing some 14 corn acres, and that people have been coming out with 90, 91, 92 million 2014 corn acres planted, and we're going to need every bit of that if you don't have anything less than 13 billion gallons, you know, promoted by the EPA.
That number of acres certainly should be available given the number of acres that weren't planted, prevent plant, and other acres that are available this year, even if there's a strong market, I suppose, for soybeans.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. There's going to be that switch probably in some key areas that were corn on corn, you know, the last few years to probably over to beans. I do hear a lot more producers that I work with getting a lot more cost conscious. They know that they need good corn yields to pay the cash rents, but they also realize that if they put less in the terms of the input side, they're making themselves less exposed in terms of what they borrow. And I think that's going to play a role next year if we don't see a pop in the corn prices.
And finally, just maybe another minute or so, a quick view of both the corn, the soybeans, the wheat, if you want, and pricing strategies.
Well, right now, Chicago wheat is near an 8-week low, and we need the wheat to come on with the corn to help us with this demand market. So I think we've got the demand market started in the corn. Weekly export sales today of over 1 million tons, beating trade guesses, brought that back into focus, I think, somewhat. But we need the wheat. Now, the good news is, even though we're near an 8-week low on the Chicago wheat, we're near a 3-week high at Paris, with, you know, it trading well over $200 a metric ton. So we've got really good world demand. Egypt came in this week, and I think that's the key here going into the close today. So my mindset is still on track. Hold firm with the puts until you break above the 20-day moving average in Dease corn on a solid close above, and keep your cash market open.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Okay, Todd. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. Mike Zuzulo is at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us on this mid-morning market report here from Illinois Public Media. December corn now 2 3/4 of a cent higher at 4.29 1/4. July at 4.53 and 3/4 up a penny and a half. That December corn was at 4.29, up 2 1/4, by the way. January beans at 12.97 3/4, down 15 3/4. The March there at 12.81 1/2, down 16. July at 12.58 1/2, 17 1/4 lower. Live cattle futures at $133 and a nickel, up 7.5 cents. November feeders at 165 or 2.5 lower. And lean hogs at $85.95 are up 35 cents. You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock Central Time. A quick look at the weather forecast tells us we'll have partly sunny skies today and a high of 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 41. p.m., and tomorrow a chance of showers and 62. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
This is Illinois Public Media.